County sheep, oh, the summer will be. I'm a keep my own to make school bells honk. I can't wait until I see you next
fall. Apologize for that record. It had everything in it. It had a dropout, which I don't know what causes them, some kind of overload. And again, maybe because when the power went out originally, that my mixer and my speaker popped. I have battery backup on my computer, so that doesn't go, but I was afraid that, and then it came back on again real quick and went out. You're going to mess up your equipment that way, I'm telling you, really. You can. I think my turntables were still plugged in, but the PC stayed on. I lose my Wi-Fi, so I was communicating with Charlene, and then there was nothing. But anyway, there was a skip on that record. I have a nice made copy somewhere. I just didn't get a chance to look for. That's my second copy. That's my first copy. But anyway, there you go. That one there going out to Daniel Kubacki. That is a duo of Donald Miller and Homer Green. They were known as the Tempters on this release from June 56 on Empire Records. I'll see you next fall. And they also put out Shattered Dreams on the Hegg label, okay, as Them Featuring Him was the name of the group. As we continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show, we are in 1956 block. Let's fill a request now for Jim Lampley in Texas. Now, originally, when Jim requested this, I didn't have the 78. This record does not come out on a 45. And there are a number of, I guess we'll call them reproductions or whatever you want to call them, that people didn't put this out on reproduction, you know, 45s, but they never were. And that's happened with a lot of the records too. Okay, I don't have that many in the collection, but I found this one here, and this is a boot. But the record came out originally in 1956. This group is out of McClemens High School in Oakland, California. And I think they first recorded as the first recorder for Combo Records, if I'm not mistaken. Tony Barcia, correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, the group included Alan Richardson and lead singer Willard W.L. Candies, okay, who was the brother of Louis Candies, who sang with the gospel groups and with the Pipes and the Fidel Tones. Okay, this is on Bob Gettings' Irma Records out of Oakland, California, from 1956. This is a reproduction. This is not an original. Johnny G is telling you this is not an original. But other than that, I don't have the 78. You're going to have to hear it on this, Jim Lampley in Texas. The Starlighters on Irma. It's called Love Cry. Here you go, Jim, for you.
And he with the sea. of my dreams. Wake up for her, for she was my queen. All I could do, sit right, sit right there and cry.
Okay, that one there going out to listener Jim Lampley in Texas. Now, those are the Starlighters. That's the same group that recorded for Combo, if you know the song Arlene. That song called Love Cry came out on Irma Records only on a 78, and that is like a reproduction there, bootleg, you can call it. I don't know who put these out. So many people, I was talking to Bill about these boots. So many people got into the act with putting out reproductions, some better than others, okay, and they sound quality is better than others, like that one you heard by the, we can't call it a boot, though, but it looked like it was done very well, let's put it that way. Anyway, Johnny G here on a Saturday. I'm your Saturday night disc jockey. If you are new to the program or would like to make a request, okay, please email me at vinyltreasures@aol.com and subscribe to the Vinyl Treasure Show on YouTube. That is the best way to keep, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx myself. I thought they were going to come out when I played Little Richard, but they did not. Anyway, so let us continue here. We are in the 1956 block. Let's fill a request for listener Gary Hendren in Alabama as we go to Los Angeles, California. This group initially recorded as the Dundies on the Space record label. When they added singer Herman Pruitt, he became the lead singer. The group recorded as the Calvanes. And we recently lost a member of the Calvanes. Was Bobby Adams? Did I say that right? Did I say it right? Karen? Karen, good friends with him. And she actually did a tribute on the R&B Serenade. Okay. But anyway, they had two releases on Dootsie Williams' Dootone record label. This is the A-side of their second release. My favorite by the group is a song called Don't Take Your Love From Me. Bobby Adams was right. Thank you. I had it right. And he just passed away. And this, and such a great guy. I mean, I just, not that I've never met him, but just when you see the interview that Braden did, it's just like a great person. Karen and her sister knew him personally, but he was a member of this group. And also, I think I featured their release on the Dutone EP that they call me Fool. But this one is the intended A-side of their second release on Dootsie Williams' Dutone label from January 1956, The Cal Vanes with Floribel. And this is going out to Gary Hendren in Alabama. Here you go, Gary, for you.
Floribel, my Floribel, I love you more and more, my Floribel. You're so lovely, delightful, so pretty and excitable. I love you more and more, my Floribel. When I met you, I fell in love. You're the only girl I'm thinking of. When you kiss me, baby, you can surely tell. Well, you got me, got me, got me in a spell. Floribel, my Floribel, yeah, I love you more and more, my Floribel. You're so lovely, delightful, so pretty and excitable. I love you more and more, my Floribel.
There you go, January 1956 release there for the Cal Vanes. Cal Vanes on Dootsie Williams' Dutone record label by request for listener Gary Hendren in Alabama. Floribel is the name of the tune. Karen Efron says in the chat room that Bobby Adams told her that the group hated this song and didn't want to record it, but label owner Dootsie Williams made them because it was written by a local disc jockey about his girlfriend. So it got local airplay. I guess, you know, these owners would try anything to get their record played. Almost anything. The best thing they can do is slip you a couple $100 to play the 45. That is payola. Okay, Johnny G doesn't take payola. I don't. I do it as a labor of love. I play all these records. Okay, we'll make them hits again is what we'll do here. Let's continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Let's go to New Haven, Connecticut now and fill a request for listener Paul Michelle as we go to Joe Davis's Davis record label. This group had two releases on the label. Remember when I told you that I found the Swans on Steamboat down the street here, okay? And I almost had a heart attack. An original copy of the Swans on Steamboat. So anyway, when I asked her, I said, do you have any more records in the basement? You know, she goes, oh, yeah, we have a lot more records in the basement. Mistake number two that I made, that they were all mostly rockabilly records or the country western series on Columbia, which I should have taken because there were a lot of like rockers in there that I didn't know that I wasn't focusing on those things, but I took a couple of group records, and this was the other group record in there for 15 cents. I should have just given her 10 bucks for the whole lot of records, and they were all in their original sleeves. But that's where I found this 45. This one from June of 56. It features Ruby Whitaker on lead. Here are the Chestnuts by request for Paul Michel on Davis Records. It's called Forever, I Vow. Here you go, Paul, for you. Sound there of the Chestnuts with the Ruby Whitaker. Ruby Whitaker on lead there. They're out of New Haven, Connecticut, requested by Paul Michel, June 56. The Chestnuts on Davis, Forever I Vow is the name of the tune. Let us continue here one more from the year 1956 as we fill a request for Gary McClendon in our YouTube chat room. This is a B-side of a big, big hit. Okay, by the Platters. It's their third release for the Mercury label. You may know the A-side, a song called You've Got the Magic Touch. Okay, that made it up to number 4 on the Billboard chart, number 3 on Cashbox. The flip side also charted, the B-side, made it up to number 50 on the Billboard chart. And from February 1956, here are the Platters. Tony Williams on lead. The Platters, their third release for Mercury. For Gary McClendon in our YouTube chat room, it's called Winner Take All. Here you go, Gary, for you.
Winner Take All.
Winner Take All.
Winner take all. again. Call the winner, take all. Your kiss is the bet.
Your kiss is best.
My heart is the stake.
My heart's the stake.
And love is the gamble. Oh, maybe I'll win.
Maybe I'll win.
And maybe I'll lose.
Maybe I'll lose.
But this is the chance. This fool can't refuse. So spin the wheel, around, and round, and round, and let the chips begin to fall. Maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose, but this is the chance, this fool can't refuse, so spin the wheel around, and round, and round, and let the chips begin to fall.
Okay, B-sides here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Listen, the Platters B-sides are pretty cool. That's a nice record there, I have to say. Requested by Gary McClendon in our YouTube chat room. Tony Williams and the Platters, February 1956, their third release for the Mercury label. Winner Take All is the name of the tune. I didn't really care for the Casinos. When I used to, I'm not saying that I never gambled before. Well, I used to go on trips when I worked for, when I first worked for, Transamerica Leasing. We used to have worldwide meetings in, you know, either in the Dominican Republic. We stayed at Dorado Beach or in the Puerto Rico. So we would be able to go to the casinos. So me and the other, you know, the other guys would go there and forget about it. You ain't gonna, you gotta, unless you know how to count cards, which I don't know how to do that. And I didn't know how to play Texas Hold'em, so I wasn't gonna do that. And then this guy said, let's go play. And I said, I don't know how to play craps. I don't, it's not exciting to me. The roulette wheel isn't exciting to me either. So the only thing is I'll watch a football game and put something on it. That's the only way. Anyway, Johnny G babbles on here. Let us continue here, and let's fill a request now. We're in 1957 now. We're going to close down soon, folks, and fill a request for Tommy Albergo, okay? And this is on the Reverend Alfred Crite Mason Jr.'s Mason label, which is out of Brooklyn, New York. And I know nothing about this group, though. Okay, they're called the Lovelarks, and this is Side 2, which is the ballad side. It's a great ballad by this group. And let me see. The lead singer on this, he actually wrote both sides of the record. His name is Robert Williams. He's the lead singer. This is from 1957 for Tommy Albergo. The Lovelarks on Masons. It's called More and More. Here you go, Tommy, for you.
Yeah.
That one there going out to Tommy Albergo in our YouTube chat room. Now, I like that ballad. I do. The Love Larks is the name of the group, and that's with Robert Williams on lead. He wrote the tune. That's on the Masons label out of Brooklyn, New York. 1957 release, More and More is the name of the tune. I know you want more and more of Johnny G. Well, it's going to end soon here, momentarily. Let us continue. I showed you the Val Shively. He repressed that on his label. I'm not going to say the name of the label, okay? But he put those out. Anyway, let us continue here. Here is a bonus track here as we stay in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a debut single for this group on Ben Smith's Extra Records. This is a song I heard on the Gus Gossard Show back in the 1970s, early 1970s, and this is not that easy to find. It was, you can find the big print of this, okay, which is the repress from what, 1960 or 61, but it's hard. And Greg sold me this, and it was not cheap, okay. It was more than $500, I'll tell you that much. But it's hard to find the small print on this. This is their first of three on Extra Records. It features Johnny Marcy on lead. We call this maybe a little older. Well, he's Kitty Lead. Okay, from 1957, a bonus track, The Young Tones on Extra Records. It's called You, I Adore, a bonus track by The Young Tones.
Boom, 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 boom.
Memories of the Gus Gossard Show. There you go, with a bonus track. That is Johnny Marcy on lead with The Young Tones. That is their debut single on Ben Smith's Extra Records from 1957. You I Adore is the name of the tune. And they have, another release on the Brunswick label, I think, from, 1958. I think after Extra Records. Anyway, let us continue here. Three more 45s to go before we sign off here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. We fill a request now for listener Ronnie Sherman, this group from Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, first recording for Sam Phillips' Sun label as the Five Tinos. Okay, with their next release, they recorded as the Esquires on the Hypo label. That is an ultra-rare 45 that I featured for Tom Shaughnessy for his birthday. Was it last week or the week? I think it was last week. We played Only the Angels Know. Then in 1957, they would sign with Foster Johnson's Dub Records out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and they just became the Tenos, okay, T-E-N-O-S. And this 45 first issued in November of 1957, but the sound quality was off. It was not good, both sides of the record. Okay, so what happens is they either remastered it, they did something to it, they changed. This side, I think, is the exact same cut, but the flip side, they changed it around. They either they sped it up or they did something to it. Okay, but you can easily tell the difference because the better sounding ones have an A in the matrix numbers. The other ones do not. Okay, so on this one just says, and they're pressed by RCA, so they should sound pretty nice, but this one does not. We'll test it, but they would put a little A after the number there on the matrix. But anyway, normally we're playing Love Only One, which is the up, well, they're both up-tempo, but this isn't as fast as that side. Okay, but this came out in May of, this version came out in May of 58, but originally came out in November of 57. And anyway, so it features, written by group member Marvin Walker. I don't know who the lead is on this, but it's from here are the Tenos on dub for Ronnie Sherman. It's called All Righty. Here you go, Ronnie, for you.
Baby, come on, baby, let's go rock and roll tonight. We're gonna drop it on the salt and bubble out of broad daylight. All right, I'm gonna come on a baby, let me know soft music tonight.
All right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, let's just shake a man up tonight.
Okay, there you go. That one there going out to Ronnie Sherman. That is the sound of the Tenos. That might be the lead singer. Who wrote that to Marvin Walker? Maybe he's the lead singer on there. November 1957 originally on Dub Records. All Righty is the name of the tune. Now, this is the better. Actually, they kind of like made it really loud, okay? But again, this has the matrix number, you know, with the A after it. Now, when it first came out, just play a little bit. There's no way it sounds like that. Okay, no way. Listen to it. I'll just play a little bit here. Listen. Same setting.
Come on, baby, let's go rock and roll tonight.
And the other one was blasted. So there you go. You see what happens. But it's got the longer version on the flip, though. okay, is what it is. But that is the better sounding copy of the record. Anyway, two more 45s to go before we sign out of here. And this is a bonus track here that Johnny G added. It was George Duop Tompkins that turned me on to this 45 here. And this group included three members of the Rhythm Aces that recorded for the VJ record label. They were Vince Howard, a.k.a. Vince House, and he is doing lead on this song. And let's see, this is their first of two on Lou Bedell's Era Records. And anyway, so this is a bonus track. Okay, they first recorded for Era Records, number 1035. They were known as the Magic Tones. Okay, a song called Never Again, backed with The Back Door. But then with Era number 1038, they changed their name to The Planets. Okay, and they did a song called Never Again with Stand There Mountain. And I'm playing Stand There Mountain, which was a number one record. Okay, number one record on KELLO in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. From April 57, a bonus track, The Planets, with Vince House or Vince Howard on lead. It's called Stand There Mountain. This is on Lou Bedell's Era Records. Here you go.
In the sky, you've never loved, so you don't have to cry. Stand there, mountain, with your feet in the sea. So strong, yet you're so much like me. For some day an earthquake may tear at your heart, then just a weakling like me. That's why I stand here praying for fools such as we. For mountain, just a weakling like me. That's why I stand here praying for fools such as we.
Okay, folks, there you go. That is a bonus track there. The sound of the Planets. The Planets, a.k.a., what did I say, the Magic Tones, when they first, and they had to change their name because there was a Magic Tones group. Okay, April 1957, Lou Bedell's Era Records. That is Vince Howard, a.k.a. Vince House on lead, Stand There Mountain. That's going to do it for Johnny G and the Vinyl Treasure Show on this 4th of July stormy evening here. It made Johnny G late, but I apologize for that. I apologize for the dropouts. I don't know what caused that. I haven't had three dropouts. Maybe it's the weather. I have no clue. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into the program. If you are new to this program, please consider subscribing to Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show. That's the best thing to do. Click that bell to get all notifications. If you have a request for a future Vinyl Treasure Show, some of you are running out, not quite yet. You can email me at vinyltreasures@aol.com. If it fits the format, you know what I play, vocal groups, R&B, rhythm and blues here. Can go a little bit on the outside of rockabilly or maybe sometimes a couple teeners or whatnot, but really we want to stick to the vocal group harmony from the 1950s and early 60s. If you like soul, you want to tune into my Wednesday evening show. We play lots of cool soul records, all types of soul music, even Northern Soul, too, and Motown. So if you like that, tune into the Wednesday show. Tell your friends about this program. Maybe your parents, okay, or your grandparents, maybe, would like this show. Records of their youth, as we always want to feel young again, don't we? And I was listening to disco back in 1976 when I was in high school. 1976, it was 50 years ago, the last bicentennial celebration. But anyway, I was buying all those disco records, but there were good ones like Tavares, okay, and Redbone, and what is that record? Born to Be Alive. Who did that? What was that record? The Tramps. There are all these. Johnny G giving you too much information. Anyway, so thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Charlene, for your help. We're going to close the show tonight with a bonus track. It's a girl group sound. Okay, I think Frank Gingaro picked this record up finally because he was looking for a couple of the Miller Sisters 45s, but I think he eventually got this one. But this group from Queens, New York, okay, this one's they did on Jerry Winston's Onyx Records. They recorded for so many different labels during their career. Okay, whoops. And their father, who was a big name in the music business, his name was William Henry Miller. And he, of course, was involved with all their records, as well as Sammy Lowe and his orchestra on this. Talking about the Miller Sisters, that's our closer tonight from February 57. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll pick it up with a couple from 57 and go into 58 and 50. I think I'm stopping at, I got a record from 77, but that's a cappella. That's at the end. But this one from February 57, the Miller Sisters on Onyx. It's called Sugar Candy. Johnny G's your Sugar Candy DJ. I'll see some of you tomorrow evening right here only on YouTube. So everybody, have a great remainder of your 4th of July holiday, and I'll see you next time right here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Just want to say, everybody, so long. Here you go, the Miller Sisters.
The heebie-jeebies when I kiss your lips. You thrill at the touch of my fingertips. Sugar candy, you're so sweet. I know all the girls will be jealous of me. Let's fall, baby, let's fall in love. Let's be, baby, let's be sweethearts. Let's get together now. Sugar candy, say you'll be yours. So sweet, I'll never, never let you go. You should be in a candy store. Tutti frutti kisses from your tasty lips. When you hold me tight, it makes my forehead flip. Sugar candy, you're so sweet. That's why all the girls are jealous of me. Let's fall, baby, let's fall in love.